On this President's Weekend, we thought we would take a few minutes to hear some of the little-known stories about the men who have run the White House. So we've turned to Cormac O'Brien, who wrote the book Secret Lives of the U.S. Presidents, What Your Teachers Never Told You About the Men of the White House. Cormac O'Brien, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's ignore modern-day scandals a bit and go back in history. For instance, you described Grover Cleveland as one of the most honest men ever to have occupied the White House. What made you say something like that?
Well, Grover's the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms. But more interestingly, during his first campaign for the presidency, which was in 1884, he was confronted with a scandal by his opponents in which they accused him of having fathered an illegitimate child by a woman named Maria Halpin back in his Buffalo days. And rather than go with his advisors, who said, we've got to find a way to cover this up, whether it means paying Maria, who was still alive and well with her child, or just making something up. And he said, let's just tell the public that, yes, that child is mine, and I did know Maria. And if they don't like it, tough. And that's kind of the way he lived his life. And it was kind of a scandal. I mean, this is the Victorian era when this happened. But he ended up winning the election anyway.
And speaking of kids, you talk about John Tyler had 15 children? Is that the record?
It is, by two different women. He fathered that last child at the age of 70, and she lived into Truman's administration. It's an astonishingly huge brood, rather a lackluster presidential administration, but he was terribly proud of his breeding abilities.
His kids. Tyler became president when William Henry Harrison died. He was the first president to die in office. He also broke another record, and that was, as you pointed out, the length of his inauguration speech. Tell us about that.
Yes, given in foul weather as well. It was a blustery day. It was terribly cold. It was foul weather. And he insisted on not wearing a hat, a scarf, or any gloves because I guess he had something to prove. He's an old soldier from the frontier. He was a tough and rugged guy. Apparently not tough and rugged enough, though. He was freezing out there, and it weakened his system. He's in his 60s and eventually caught up with him. And that's a terribly, you know, short and insignificant presidency.
You've compiled all these anecdotes about the president's secret lives. Was there one president's secret life that really surprised you?
There was one that I found somewhat surprising, if only because we have a very different public image of the man. And that was Abe Lincoln, routinely ranked as probably the greatest president we ever had. But what most people don't know is the man was a cut-up. He came from a frontier in which learning how to jaw and really whip up a good story got you far, and it certainly got him far.
What are some of his one-liners that you remember?
One of my favorites is long before his presidential days, during the Lincoln-Douglas debates, he was accused by his opponents of being two-faced. And, of course, we all know that he was not the prettiest of men, and he loved self-deprecating humor, and he said in his defense at one speech, "Now I ask you," he said to the people, "if I really had two faces, do you think I'd show you this one?"
Did you come away with this having a favorite president because he was funnier or more interesting than you had expected?
Besides Lincoln, I was struck by a couple of presidents who they're so horrifically flawed that they're irresistible in their own way. Warren Harding is typically regarded as our worst president. And I believe of all the presidents, he's the only one who never wanted to be president. His domineering wife, Florence Kling DeWolf, basically ran his campaign. He called her the Duchess, and she wanted more than anything to become First Lady and got him into the White House. And once he was there, he played poker more than anything else and once bet the White House China when he ran out of cash and lost it. And besides cards, he took a great deal of solace in his mistress, Nan Britton, who was routinely sort of escorted by Secret Service agents into the White House so that they could have sex literally in White House closets while the Duchess scoured the White House looking for her. It's just a disaster of a presidency, and kind of mercifully for the country, he died 2 years into it of a heart attack out in California, at which time, of course, Calvin Coolidge became president, and he tended to do almost less than Warren Harding did, but a fascinating and disastrous president.
Well, Cormac O'Brien is author of Secret Lives of the U.S. Presidents. He joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks so much for being here, and happy President's Day.
Well, same to you, and thank you very much.